Industrial facilities are required to report to the EPA when they release substances that are among a group of more than 200 types of toxic forever chemicals. As WHYY's Zoe Reed tells us, another type of PFAS has been added as part of a federal requirement.
The Toxics Release Inventory tracks the waste management of harmful chemicals and makes the information available to the public. The program attempts to empower residents and incentivize the reduction of chemicals. Releases. Some residents who live near the Wilmington Airport in Newcastle, for instance, have high levels of the chemicals in their blood, likely from historic use of the foams. Chemist Seetha Coleman-Kamala is the executive director of PFAS Solutions in Delaware.
It's really all about informing the public. It's transparency about chemicals usage.
But the news comes as the EPA seeks to weaken some federal regulations on PFAS in drinking water. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.